On three more occasions, things appeared in the Buick's trunk. Once it was a half dozen large green beetles which looked like no beetles anyone in Troop D had ever seen. Kurt and Tony spent an afternoon at Horlicks University, looking through stacks of entomology texts, and there was nothing like those green bugs in the books, either. In fact, the very shade of green was like nothing anyone in Troop D had ever seen before, although none could have explained exactly how it was different. Carl Brundage dubbed it Headache Green, because, he said, the bugs were the color of the migraines he sometimes got. They were dead when they showed up, the whole half dozen. Tapping their carapaces with the barrel of a screwdriver produced the sort of noise you would have gotten by tapping a piece of metal on a block of wood. "Do you want to try a dissection?" Tony asked Kurt. "Do you want to try one?" Kurt replied. "Not particularly, no." Kurt looked at the bugs in the trunk, most of them on their backs with their feet up, and sighed. "Ah, neither do I. What would be the point?" So instead of being pinned to a piece of corkboard and dissected while the video camera ran, the bugs were bagged, tagged with the date. The line on the tag for name, rank of OIC, was left blank, of course, and stored away downstairs in that battered green file cabinet. Allowing the alien bugs to make their journey from the Buick's trunk to the green file cabinet unexamined was another step down Kurt's road to acceptance. Yet the old look of fascination still came into his eyes sometimes. Tony or Sandy would see him standing at the roll-up door, peering in, and that light would be there, more often than not. Sandy came to think of it as his Curtis the Crazy Cat look, although he never told anyone that, not even the old Sarge. The rest of them lost interest in the Buick's misbegotten stillbirths, but Trooper Wilcox never did. In Curtis, familiarity never bred contempt.